Welcome back to Daf in Depth, Yuma Daf Gimel. The Gemara, following up from the Mishnah on Daf Beis, the beginning of the Masechta, that says that the Kohen Gadol is doing the Avodah Yom Kippur, has to be separated mi Beisai for 7 days. The Gemara starts discussing what's the Makar for this Halacha of Hafrasha Zayin. And the Gemara says that it's a Drasha, Rabbi Yechanan already tells us that we Darshim Sukkim by Miluim. And then the Gemara comes on today's daf with a question from Reish Lakish. That's towards the bottom of Amud Beis. Amud Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yechanan, Mehecha Kayafas, Lami Miluim, is the Makar that you have to have a Hafrasha for 7 days from Miluim. Imam Miluim, Kala Kasabahen Ma'akibahen, Afachanami, Kala Kasabahen Ma'akibahen. Just like all the dinim by Miluim are Ma'akiv, so too, if you're learning out the Hafrasha of Shivas Yamin from Miluim, which would be Ma'akiv, by Yom Kippur as well. And this kohen who we separate for, we set aside for the possibility that the kohen gadol will become pasul, he never had hafrasha, so must be hafrasha is not ma'akiv. So the Gemara says, if it is ma'akiv, it should say idiv idiv maskinin or idiv idiv mafrishin. Perhaps maskinim is mafrishin. That's the Gemara saying it can't be. So, where do you learn out that you need 7 days of Afrasha? Amar mi Sinai, Tchseva Yishkin Kvar Hashem al Har Sinai, Vechaseyu Ha'anon Sheshes Yamim, Vayikra El Moshe BeYoyim Hashvi'i. The Gemara goes to explain that Reish Lakish learns that you have to have a Afrasha of 7 days from Moshe Rabbeinu's Afrasha before Matan Torah. And the Achreinim, Yishanim as well, try to figure out, we don't find that Rabbi Yechanan answered Reish Lakish's question. He seemingly had a good question. It would seem that it should be Ma'akiv, since I'm learning out from a place. I'm learning out from Miluim, which is Ma'akiv. So, the Ritva says that it's possible to learn out to make Yalfusis only the mitzvah Ba'alma, and doesn't necessarily have to be Ma'akiv. Rabbi Yechanan didn't care about Reish Lakish's question. Tosfos Rashi has another teretz on Daf Hey. Tashbatz in Chelek Gimel Simen Kuf Lamed Zayin Dibur Hamaschil Va'oid. He says that since Rabbi Yechanan was quiet, it must be he was Chayzer and agrees to Reish Lakish. But the Pasha says Rabbi Yechanan wasn't Chayzer, and that's what's mashma from the Rishayim and the Gevurah Sari. Rabbi Yechanan stuck to what he holds that the Makar is from Miluim, and still it's not Ma'akiv. So I saw brought down in the Sefer Teres Yuma, beautiful Sefer. On Masechtas Yuma, he quotes the Ar Sameach in the beginning of Hilchos Yom HaKippurim, who says, a fundamental yesoid mechalik between the Prisha of a Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur and the Prisha of the Kohen Gadol was Moshe Rabbeinu during the Shivas Yemei HaMiluim. And he says that the Makar, the Gemara says earlier, is from Nichnas Donet Tchilo B'Makayim, Mitchilo B'Makayim. We learn out Tchilo B'Makayim, which is Miluim, from Tchilu B'Makim, which is Miluim, to Tchilu B'Makim, which is Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's the Makar to learn out Prisha of Yom Kippur from Prisha of Miluim. And he says as follows. He says that the Prisha of a Kohen Gadol is similar to the Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim. And he says, Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim, the beginning of a day, a Kohen who's not Mekadesh, is Yadayim V'Raglayim in the morning, for the Avodah is Mechal V'Avodah. And Yom Kippur, a Kohen Gadol, who has a din to be Mekadesh Adayim V'Raglayim between the Avodah in the Big Day Zav, and the Avodah in the Big Day Lavan, if he's not Makadish, he's not Machal the Avodah, and the Gemara in Zvachim has Psukim, where we learn it out from. So he says that Prisha by Miluim is Ma'akiv. Why? He says the Yisoid of Prisha by Miluim is to be Makadish the Kehanim, to make the Kehanim Roy for Avodah. He says without this Prisha, without the whole Miluim, there wouldn't be Roy for Avodah at all. Therefore, he says, if they weren't Hofreshu, then their Avodah would be Mechulalas, and they wouldn't be Mekudesh Mekudushas Kehuna. Similar to a Kayin who in the morning is not Mekadesh Yadayim V'Raglayim, without the Kiddush, they are not Roy, even for Avodah's Hedyet, and therefore the Avodah becomes Mechulal. But he says the Prisha of a Kayin Gadol named Kippur is different. Without Prisha, they are Roy for the Avodah's of Big Day Zahav, they are Roy for the Avodah's of Big Day Lavan. Ikra Din is a Din Kiddush, but it's not Ma'akiv. So he says, just like that Kiddush is not Ma'akiv, the Prisha of a Kohen Gadol, who's already fundamentally Roy for Kahuna, He's roi for all the avodas, even without a prisha. He just needs the prisha to become roi for avodas in Akipurim. That prisha is not ma'akiv, and that avoda is kosher without a prisha, and it's not mechulul. Just like Kiddush Dayan V'Raglayim was learnt out of Psukim, that it's not ma'akiv between Big Day Lavan to Big Day Zav, Big Day Zav to Big Day Lavan, which is defining the karbanos, the avoda of Yom Kippur. So again, his yisoid is that, to answer this question, the question was that how come we don't learn out from the prisha of Miluim, which is ma'akiv, to the prisha of Yom Kippur, which should also be ma'akiv. And he says, because the prisha of Yom Kippur is fundamentally different than the prisha of the Shiva Asimei HaMiluim, because the prisha of the Shiva Asimei HaMiluim is to make Kehanim, to mekadish them as Kehanim. And that's ma'akiv, just like the Kiddush Adayim Raglayim before every Avodah is ma'akiv. Masha'enkein, the prisha of Yom Kippur is to make them roy for the Avodah of Yom Kippur. And the Kiddush Adayim Raglayim between Big Day Zov and Big Day Lavan is not ma'akiv, so too the prisha of a Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippur is not ma'akiv as well. Have a wonderful day.